Three, two, one. Sixth episode. Hello. Is it sixth?
Yep.
Yeah, it is. All right. Goody. Hi. How are you? This is the sixth episode of The More. Today is Thursday. It's 6:17 p.m. It's a nice afternoon. I'm here along with my co-host, Pato, also known as Diana Simpsons, for no reason.
Please, no, I have reasons.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
Seriously, I have reasons for it.
Goody. Yeah. So how are you doing today?
Very good.
Yeah?
Yeah, pretty good.
You were rapping earlier.
Yeah.
She raps. For those who don't know, Diana raps, and she raps beautifully.
Really?
So maybe someday you're going to have the chance to listen to her covers. Okay, wow. So today's episode, it was brought up by me, actually. I gave the suggestion to Pato to talk about something a little bit far away from comedy, because this podcast is categorized as comedy, as you might have known, because when I created a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, it is categorized as comedy. But comedy has its own extent, and we're not going to go above the line of comedy. We're going to go down a little bit to the more serious note of what is and what is not. So today's topic is going to be really broad. There's actually not a specific topic we're going to talk about. There is that. I'm going to ask you a question, Pato.
Sure.
Who are you?
Well, I think you better ask who I want to be. Because if you see it, in which site you see it, it depends on. I mean, I'm... who I want to be from who I am is so different. Because maybe I'm nobody right now.
You're nobody.
Yeah,
why do you think you're nobody?
So many people's eye, I'm nobody. But it's not going to be this way till the end of my life. Because I see a bright future above me. And yeah, about creation, you've been telling me.
Right.
I think all
before,
of us, before, all
before,
the humans...
Before just, we get into that, I need to stop you right there.
Sure.
Because we're not... ready to get, you know, dive into
that yet.
So what is the reason that you think that you're nobody to people? Like, is it
it's not like that. I didn't say it. I mean, not really, because I'm not really famous at the moment. I'm not like a, you know, famous rapper. I'm not a famous singer. People just don't know me.
So your definition of somebody would be like people to know you.
No, it's not like that. It's just, I'm just saying at the moment, this is just, I am somebody for me. I'm somebody for my parents, for my friends, for everyone around me. You know, I love them and they love me. I think the reason why we're here, I'm here, is to live, not just to breathe, you know, so different. And yeah, I feel like I need to be loved and love people. This is just what I need to be. And who I am right now and who I will be in the future will be so far away from each other, because I have so many opportunities, so many chances that I'm pretty sure I can get because of so many reasons, so many personal reasons. Because I believe myself and I believe in a bright future. I'm going through a rough time at the moment about studies and everything, because we're having a monster called Concours. And it totally tells you what you're going to be in the future.
Yeah.
But I think everything does not just, you know, but depends on Concours thing. Because we can be anything we want. And I can also be anything I want.
Right. What about a child who... is born without a name? Who are they?
Without a name.
A child who
can be
still
anything.
Does not have a name.
They can be anything they want.
They can be anything they want.
Like Madonna, you know her? She ran away from her parents when she was 13, 14, I guess. And she just went to Vegas. She became a star.
Right.
She just became Madonna. So, yeah,
just
anyone could be anything.
Okay, Madonna. I see. Goody. So you were trying to say something about creation. What was that?
Yeah, about creation. Well, a lot of people would just say their stuff, their beliefs, and just, you know, fix it up, like according to Darwin's theory of evaluation. And I believe in that because I see so many things in biological side. And I think it's so real because everyone believe it, and it really makes sense because if you think about it a little bit, we see that, okay, we can't just be like come out of nowhere. Human is created. It's not like that. And I believe in that. But in this episode, I've decided to not to get into Darwin's theory of evolution and everything. I mean, when it comes to social Darwinism, I'm on top of the line, like in front of everyone. So yeah, but I decided not to do that because it's a random thing people just keep talking about, and it's not really my favorite. And the point we're talking about was not really biological.
I see, right. Yeah. So in my question, my second question is, like, how do you see the world that you're living in? What is the meaning of all this to you?
Well, it is a very, very rough question. You know, it just covers so many stuff you can't ever imagine. Like, in many religions, we've heard that we've been born to get too close to God. And that should be the main point you try to get to, I mean, to reach, to achieve. I'm not really sure if we are here only to just get close to God. Because, you know, we're here to be humans. We're here to make mistakes, to just, yeah, because we can't blame ourselves for it. If God didn't want us to make mistakes, then why they're available? Why they're here? So I think it's so normal to do it. And to be human, to live, I actually said before, to live, because you really deserve it. You're here to live. It's a chance for you. You can't just get it like anytime you want. They give it to you only once.
So I feel like, so we're here for a reason. We're here to make mistakes, to be humans.
To be humans, to make mistakes, and
we've been sent
to be
here
you,
by God,
you know? To tell ourselves, believe ourselves who we are, who we want to be, and how we can change the world in our, you know, in our opinion. I feel like every human being has that potential and ability to do it.
Yes, every human being does, but not every human being has the chance to actually make it. So who do you believe God is? What is God?
It's so hard to describe
to you.
Yeah, no one can describe God. And
how do you?
God is undescribable. I seriously can't. But when I think about it, I feel like there must be a God. You know, I believe in God. That's a fact. But we have five beliefs in our main religion, Islam. I don't believe most of it. Like, I believe in God, and I believe in I believe that when we die, we're not just totally be disappeared. We'll be somewhere. I'm not sure if there's a heaven, there's a hell, because why would God just create you, just let you be in this world, then he would suffer you for the rest of your life? I mean, I mean, not maybe in this world, but maybe in another world. What is the purpose of that? Well, that does not make sense. I feel like God is not as scary as people keep talking about him. So yeah, God is something above our beliefs, beyond our imagination. You know, it's something undescribable. I can't just tell you what God is. Well, I've heard that many people kept telling me God is a man. Because in Quran, because in Bible, we just saw God with the adverb him, he, and everything we call it. Well, I'm not really sure about it, but I think God can be more a woman, more like a woman, because women are just much more stronger than we imagine. I'm very, very glad that I'm a woman.
I see.
And yeah, I mean, if God can create such beautiful things in the world, then, you know, and it's just special. I don't know. It's kind of a special feeling.
Okay, so I ask you, what is God? I'm going to ask you the other question. Sure. Why is God?
Why is God?
Yeah. It's going to get more complicated, so just prepare yourself.
Yeah, okay.
I'm letting you talk for now so I can a little bit understand, because we've never talked about this before. We don't know each other.
Exactly.
I've just met you. It's been like a month or something. So I want your opinion, your stance on whatever there is. And it's interesting what I'm hearing up to now. It's so far, it just kind of, it's interesting. And so can you answer the question of why is God?
Well, I think in your life you need to believe in someone. You need to believe somebody's there. He got your back. Mm-hmm. He's always by your side, in your heart, everywhere. And he's supporting you. Mm-hmm. And I don't believe, actually, that people keep telling me that God writes your destiny. It is, you can't change your destiny. It's mm-hmm. not like that. You can just be whatever you want, as I said.
Right.
So why God is here, I feel like there must be a God. It does not have a meaning that God, why God is here.
Mm-hmm.
God must be here.
Right. So yeah. Basically what I'm understanding here is that you've confined yourself to a belief that you've been brought here by God, not knowing who that God is, whether it's a he or a she.
Exactly.
Or if it does have any genders.
Exactly.
So to speak. So you've been sent here by God.
That's right.
And you're supposed to make it, be somebody, make mistakes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Is that your duty as a human, or is that something that God has inscribed you to do? Is that like something that God told you to do? Like every, like, I'm going to send people here. I want them to be whoever they want to be.
Look, there are a lot of parts I've read that it's about God and everything. It's not in Bible. It's not in Quran. It's in different religions.
Okay.
It just does not depend on it. And I feel like God just told us that I just created you for me.
Mm-hmm.
So we're definitely here for a reason. And it's not like that when you do something, it's a duty that God has been telling you what to do. It's not like that. It's just your decisions. You make it. You want to just actually decide how you want to live
mm-hmm.
and what you do.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
I see.
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, enough. Good enough. Now, I'm going to give you a little bit of insight of how I see things.
Yeah, thank you for that.
My insight is basically not as simple as, do you believe in a God? Like, there's a question that people just randomly ask each other. Do you believe in a God? Do you believe in religion?
Yeah.
And I never answered that question because I asked them a question back of, what is a God? How mm-hmm. do you define a God? Is it like a very stereotypical or very mm-hmm. commonly thought of as a man?
Right.
God is a man. All right. Is he a man? Does he stand? Does he wear a suit? Does he grow a mustache?
I get it.
Does he have a beard? Like one of those stereotypical images of people, like,
I get it.
In throughout the history, like there, like there was a yeah. like a large beard and
I,
so
I
on.
I thought you were giving God like some visual factors.
Yeah, visual factors. So some people just go against it, and they kind of give God a feminine side, and they yeah. believe that, you know, because feminine female characters
it.
Like
I get it
more
like feminist.
It's like a more, let's say, a milder approach to human being rather than just, you know,
I get it.
Do this and you're dead.
Uh-huh.
And don't do this and so on. Basically what I'm trying to understand is that the questions go on. It's not about who he is.
Mm-hmm.
It's about why he, she, it is. And why is it? And why are we instructed to do that? And if you're given a chance to do something here in this world mm-hmm. and by world, and you know, when people say world, does it mean Earth? Does it mean the Milky Way? Does it mean the entire universe? And
I get it.
So why is it? And the question goes beyond that. It's mm-hmm. not existence for me. It's not about living as a human being. Existence for me is just a dark question. It's like a closed question.
It is for everyone.
Not for everyone.
It is for everyone.
Not for everyone.
Most of the people is.
Not for most part of the people. Trust me, it is
Come
not.
On.
Have you read Sophie's World?
No.
Sophie's World was written by Jostein Gaarder back
yeah,
in
I
1991.
Heard about it.
It's a philosophical book.
Right.
The book is basically about an anonymous man who mm-hmm. sends a 12-year-old girl called Sophie a letter asking, "Who are you?" Like, her life changes mm-hmm. with that question. Who are you? And then she goes to the bathroom and she looks at herself and she says, "My name is Sophie." Am I Sophie? Who am I? Like, she begins questioning herself. And then because, like, and it's not, when you say for everyone, it is not for everyone.
I get it. Well, when you've asked me this question, it's been a week I'm trying to convince myself who I am.
Yeah.
It was really hard for me because I'm still a kid. I'm still a teenager. I have no idea.
I know.
Who I am. But I really wanted to answer your questions.
Right. I mean, my question was a little bit misunderstood because by who are you does not have anything to do with materialistic and worldly being. I'm not talking about being famous. I'm not talking about making it. I'm not talking about you becoming a dentist or making that much money. I'm not talking about who you are to the eyes of people. I'm talking about who you are to yourself.
That is like, a very, very hard question.
It's a very deep question, yes.
And it's unfair. Like,
it is. I know. I just wanted to, you know, realize what it is. Do you know about a rabbit? Do you know what rabbits are?
Of course I do.
Right. And Jessen Gorder basically described the world as a rabbit. And he said that when people are born, they are at the top of the rabbit's fair.
Mm-hmm.
They can look directly into the magician's eye. They can look directly into the rabbit's eye.
Mm-hmm.
But as they grow up, as they get a job, as they get busy with worldly matters, they dive into the fair, onto the skin. And many of them, and most of them, majority of them are not willing to climb back up to realize what was there, what is there.
I get it.
And basically, it's just, I actually found this quote from Jessen Gorder, is that, I'm going to read it. The summary basically goes like this. A white rabbit is pulled out of the top hat, the hat that, you know, the magician plays with, because it is an extremely large rabbit. The trick makes many billions of years to pull out the rabbit.
Okay.
All mortals are born at the very tip of the rabbit's fine hairs, where they are in a position to wonder at the impossibility of the trick. But as they grow older, they work themselves even deeper into the fur, and they stay there. They become so comfortable, they never risk crawling back up the fragile hairs again. Only philosophers embark on this perilous expedition to outermost reaches of the language and existence, because, you know, philosophers try to understand what the world is and why the world is, and, you know. And some of them fall out, some of them fall off, but others cling on so desperately and yell at the people nestling deep in this snug softness, stuffing themselves with delicious food and drink. Like a magician says, ladies and gentlemen, everybody else, whoa, we are floating in space. But none of the people down there care we're floating in space, because what they care is food. What they care is Netflix. What they care is I'm going to have my favorite TV show at night. What they care is basically KFC and pornography and, you know, that magazine and this Brad Pitt got a new wife and so on and so forth. This might be a little bit heavy for you to talk about, but this is it. And philosophers basically, or a very, very, very handful of people, try to question that. I'm not getting to the aspect of religion. Religions can have their own thing.
Exactly.
They can have their own definition
religions
of what is
aside.
God. Some people have, they don't think about what is. They read about what is, and they make their own understanding, whatever they're comfortable with.
Exactly.
And when you say most, a lot of people have that question, no, not a lot. Like, let's say, like, out of 7 billion people, let's say, like, even, like, at least 6 billion people don't even ask the question of why we're here. They don't care. Either they're scared or they're not just, they don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, all they care is about, like, I'm going to save up my money, just go buy a car. Like, go back, buy that delicious hamburger and watch it in front of the fucking TV. And
these are the enjoyable things we can just try at the moment. We can't just deny it. We want it. And
we do want it.
I mean, how many times?
But for how long do we want it?
Like, and I know what you're saying. I know what you're talking about. But what I'm saying is that how many times I'm going to be 17? How many times you'll be 27, 28?
Right.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when we're here, we got to live it. You know, I need to tell you that we really should just
I know what you're saying.
You use this chance.
I know what we're saying.
And every enjoyable thing.
I know what we're saying. I've talked about this a little bit to my students, and when we talk about this, people just, you know, dive into the thoughts of, you know, they get pensive as to what we are like, you know, because whenever I bring such subjects up in my classes, people just, you know, in the beginning, everybody's just, you know, talkative, and in the end, it's just people think, and you know, they just they get a little bit of spark of thinking. And that, like, we talk about it for 10 minutes, and at the end of 10 minutes, I see people are thinking already. Like, my spark into their existence makes them questions. Like, and they wonder why they're here. For a moment, in that moment, they wonder.
And when they after go a few minutes, the they door, just fade away. Like, okay.
Once again, they're back into the bullshit. They're back into the skin of the rabbit. They're back again into whatever they're busy with. Mm-hmm. Whatever they're busy with. Books, studies, this and that.
I get it.
Beauty, fashions, whatever.
I feel like what you're saying is that we're more than just humans.
My question, my understanding goes beyond...
everything.
Beyond everything. It's not about, I'm 17, I gotta use it. Yes, you gotta use it. You have a right to use it. You have every right to be happy in this world. But my understanding, this is subjectively, very subjectively, my understanding is that whatever I go, whatever I do, every people I am with, everything I do that I enjoy, there's always this fraction of my brain that is always questioning how and why and where and who and so on and so forth, and I'm trying to understand. Mm-hmm. And that, imagine a philosopher's brain. It's just basically I've got a fraction of my brain dedicated to that area. Philosopher's brain is basically nonstop, 24/7, all of that dedicated. And you know, many of the philosophers are basically suicidal and they kill themselves.
Exactly.
And basically, they don't get to the answer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying everybody should be like that, but I'm saying that as a person right now, right here, I might be like, I'm interested in exercising, I'm interested in working out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm living the life like a human being is supposed to be living their lives. I go to the gym, I work my life, I spend my money, but at the same time, in my brain, there are a lot of questions that need to be answered, and they just basically go beyond who I want to be.
But
they go beyond the age I am.
If we don't have questions, how can we live?
Mm-hmm. Well, we can live perfectly without questions,
as
many people are living without
questions. What is the brain for, then? What is the use of the brain?
Well, that's the thing.
A
lot of people don't use their brains.
I get it.
That's the hard truth. That's a selfish statement to make, but that's the hard truth that people... And some people just basically ignore it. Whether it's ignorance, whether it's basically like being fear.
Mm-hmm.
Like, some people are afraid to ask questions. Some people are afraid. Some people, just, you know, it's getting scary. Just live your life. Doesn't matter. Not just basically ignorant, like a person who's grown up in a village in like South Africa or Zimbabwe and just basically no education, and they have a very, very limited, extremely limited understanding of what the world is. I'm not saying they don't understand. I'm saying that they have been given a little bit of information.
We can't just compare them to ourselves because they're living in a very, very hard condition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they may be dead like a second later.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of dangers, a lot of harsh people I can't just talk about. Like the craziest thing we can't ever imagine, which is just not really satisfying. And trying to fight to get food, to live, to get water.
I mean, that's exactly what it is. They're trying to, they're busy with something, survival aspect of their life, so they don't have the time
to survive,
to think of what is and why is.
Exactly.
So if I was in their position, I would probably not ask the question myself. But basically, the question is always there. The wonder, like, what I'm trying to say is the aspect of curiosity is what not a lot of people have. Like, they're curious. They just are. They are. They are what they are. They exist.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, they have worldly dreams of, you know, becoming whoever they want. They becoming that person and getting their job. They getting their dream house. But my understanding is not that. My understanding is not Earth. My understanding is not the Milky Way. My understanding is not the universe. My understanding is beyond that of what it is. Like, what the hell is this? Why are we here? Are we supposed to do something? Like, are we supposed to do this and not do that. If you do this, you're going to burn in hell. I'm not trying to bash any religion.
I get
it. No, I'm not in that. Like, religion for me is basically is like, I don't know what it is, but people believe whatever they believe.
Yeah.
And they're basically like, I don't know, do this and you're fine. Don't do this. You will burn. Like, it's just, it doesn't make logical sense to me. Doesn't matter how people are trying to, you know, explain it to me. It doesn't matter.
I totally
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I would get deeper into that aspect of understanding, but but it would get a little bit boring. We're going to wait to see what feedback we get from, you know, such discussions. And if we get positive feedback, if people are interested to know what is, they will tell us. If people are interested into just talking about absolute nonsense, fucking bullshit, they will tell us. It was just, hey, I'd rather you didn't talk about God. I'd rather you talk about, you know, just that Brad Pitt guy or Logic. I'd rather you talk about hamburgers and fucking KFC.
All right.
Like, if they told us, yeah, we would. Mm-hmm. If they told us otherwise, we also would. It's just, you know, basically, is that, like, my last question basically is, like, do you have that curious portion? Like,
of course,
do you ask questions?
Well,
and does that, and then does that question bother you or interest you?
It interests me because I would love to use my brain because I feel like it is up there for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
We got to use it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, you know. Well, when I was a kid, I used to be different.
Mm-hmm.
I just kept asking these questions from my parents, mm-hmm. like a lot. And they never gave me a straight answer because they wanted me to decide when I got older. I started reading about all of these stuff. I haven't made up my mind yet. In a week, in the last few days, I've actually tried to do this.
To do what?
To think about the subjects you gave me.
Mm-hmm.
To actually be able to talk about it a little bit.
It is not an interesting subject, trust me. I mean, it is not. It
I
is
like
boring.
It.
I mean, of course you do like it.
Yeah.
Of course, that's why I brought it up, because I saw the potential that you have, that you're a thinker,
mm-hmm.
and you're different from most people. And I love difference. I don't like people who just, you know, I don't like rat race. I don't like rats going into one direction, not asking any questions. I love the ones that, you know, swerve away, you know, from the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, because if I didn't have the slightest idea that you would be curious, I would not have brought this subject up. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
And, but yeah, I mean, there's more to go around. There is more to talk about.
Exactly.
And I'm not sure where to swerve this discussion and subject, because there's a lot of things that needs to be said, but like, there's got to be question, there's got to be people discussing it together.
I get,
and it's not a place like we're just bringing up the subject and we're talking about the subject ourselves without anybody asking us the question.
Mm-hmm.
So basically it's just a little bit weird for us to do this, but you know, I wanted
it's
to do
good.
I wanted
weird.
To I wanted to just basically create a difference subjects.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because this is the more of everything. We're not just going to have to laugh and ask superficial questions all the time, and so on. Maybe we're going to continue this in the future. Maybe by then you will have thought more about what
I
it
need
is
time.
Like,
of course,
because
I do.
Maybe this conversation, as short as it was,
mm-hmm.
sparked a little bit of thought into
maybe.
What is. And but yeah, you don't have to think about it. You don't have to dive into, you know,
in
the whole thing, and you know, get all pensive, and you know, think about
it
and just do whatever you want. And this is basically me. And
I can't help it.
Mm-hmm. Right,
that's who I am.
So yeah. What did you have prepared here? I can't read your handwriting.
Yeah, it's not a very.
So what is this? So
well,
40 days, God created humans. I can see a 40 days.
Yeah.
I can see a
well,
god.
I just read a book.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't a book, actually. It was a text because I didn't have enough time. I was so busy these days. Like, I got 2-3 hours of sleep lately in the last, like, 3-4 days.
You got 2-3 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is how
I
do.
Life of a student back in...
Yeah. I can't say I'm just studying so hard. because I'm not a studious person. I'm not a nerd, you know. Maybe no, I am. So, yeah. Anyways.
I believe you.
Yeah, this was really interesting for me, that how the author sees the world and sees the creature of like how human being created for the first time. It said that well, we're from dust. I've read it in Quran, I've read it in Bible, so many other places, but religion things aside, you were talking about that, well, God decided to create human. He just asked all of his angels to just stay aside and not to interrupt his business, because he decided to create human all by himself. To just put on a very, very special, very, very valuable treasure in him, which was the heart, as the author believes. Well, he lived in 13th century. And he says that as God asked Gabriel first to just bring some dust from earth, from heaven. He was not really sure about it. Well, Gabriel went there, and dust just swore to God that he wouldn't be able to be there. Or it wouldn't be able to be there. I'm not really sure how to describe it. And God sent Michael again, and he didn't accept it again. And in the end, Israel just got there and brought a little bit of dust for God from earth. Heaven, forever, I don't know. And then it started raining. A rain of love. Love of rain, whatever you call it. That, well, the fact of that humans love to be, I mean, want to be loved and want to love someone just created there. And
so what is this? Like, is this like a different alternative version of
it is
how
a different it is
people
different.
Were created?
Like, he believes that God just cutted human beings' soul's bloodstream, and a drop of blood just came out of there, and God, with his power, just prepared the heart, and yeah, he just got into human's human being's body.
So. You know, but then again, but then again, because this story is just basically like, yeah, it is a story.
Yeah.
But then again, I would just basically, very respectively, push this story aside altogether, because I'm just gonna go back up to the question of what is this guy like? Why?
Come on.
Why is he like? Let's talk about this.
Okay.
Let's talk about this for a moment, right? So the common belief is God created humans. Okay, fine. Humans are on Earth. Okay. We're given a couple of rules. Don't do this, do that. And because if you do this, you're going to get, you know, you're going to get burned, whatever.
Yeah.
Do this, you're going to be fine. Why? What is the reason? Like, why are we here to just basically jump back and forth between here and here? I'm not saying it is not true. Let's say everything we have read, if in any religion, Judaism, Christianity, Islam, is true. By all means, it is fact. By why the fuck is it true? Like, why are we playing? Are we playing games? Like, are we items here? Like, for somebody's game, for somebody's mind game to be sent here to just basically swerve around. Like, do this, do that, don't do this. Consequences, rewards, a great place, heaven, bad place, hell. Why? Like, are we subjects to somebody's sadistic game? Are we subjects to basically, like, items, a child place?
I get it. Look, well, the world is not a Rubik's Cube, you know? You just can't play. I mean, can you just imagine that God is there, just sitting there playing around with... We're not...
That's what it sounds like.
Exactly, I know. But if we think about it a little bit, it does not make sense, does it?
It doesn't make any fucking sense. It doesn't make any sense. There's no logical...
I get it.
You see, there are going to be people who are going to be pissed about this, what I'm trying to say, what we were trying to say.
I get it.
There's going to be people listening say, ah, no, they're going to burn in hell.
Yeah.
Look,
we're not going to jail.
Look, at least I'm asking a question. At least I'm being a human being. At least I'm asking and wondering.
Exactly.
That, rather than just being automatically programmed to do something that I don't understand.
I get it.
That's what I'm trying to say. At least I'm asking questions. Because a lot of people, some people look at the beautiful aspect of religion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, God is good. You know, do this, human being, like happiness, blah, blah, do this, you know, human soul. Some people are afraid. It's just don't do this and so on. I'm asking questions of why the fuck do we do these things and what is the point?
Look.
At least I'm doing, a lot of people are going to be pissed about this, and I think I'm going to get a lot of hate over this, but
I don't think so.
At least I'm trying to pour out what I feel.
We got to learn to respect other pupils, other humans, you know, things, beliefs, thoughts.
Right.
Because they have their own thoughts.
Of course they do.
And we gotta respect it.
Of course we do.
So they are not allowed to hate us, actually.
Right. Oh, I like this. I like the... Yo. Whoever is listening, if you don't agree with us, you're not allowed to hate us. So let's... But yeah. All right. It was good. It was good to talk about. I mean, like, we could expand this aspect a lot more, but I'm going to keep it here. I think, how long has it been, sound engineer? How long has it been? 25 minutes?
Much more than that, I guess.
I think we've been 30 minutes. 35 minutes. So 35. We have gone over the line of 35 minutes. It's just we started with 20 minutes, 25 minutes, 35 minutes, and so on. Great. Look.
I have so many things to say.
I mean, I have a lot of things to say. I mean, we're gonna we don't have a lot of audience. I mean, like, I don't know. We have 100 people listening to us, but I mean, most of them are basically people who know us.
Right.
Our podcast is available on multiple platforms. There is Spotify, Apple Podcasts, there is Anchor, there is Radio Public. Basically, if you have any streaming platform, you can search The More with Mehdi Yad. I could have included your name, but it would have been a long ass name.
Yeah, it's okay.
The More with Mehdi Yad and Partha Sheikh Hasan. Like, he's like, hey, yo.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Like, so yeah, you can find that. And we're just beginning. Some people thought, some people gave negative feedbacks to our podcast. Some people gave very positive feedback. We're getting different feedbacks, but, you know, it's great. It's perfect. I would love to hear people's feedbacks, whether it's like personally PMing me or following us on our social media, which is basically a deserted fucking place. There are 3 people who are following us on Instagram.
Yeah.
3 people.
Yeah, I didn't tell my friends yet.
Right.
There's so much.
I mean, I haven't posted anything. Like, basically, if you're going to follow Instagram, you're just basically go ahead and follow Instagram. You're going to see anything.
Please post something. I was thinking about it. Yeah.
I was thinking about, like, I need to say something. Hey, we're here. Like, this place exists and so on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to get a little bit, you know, into the whole podcasting. It's just at least 10 episodes and so on. So we have more audience and people listening to us and so on. If you have any suggestions and feedback, please let us know. If you hate us, shut the fuck up. We don't need the hate. It's just, but yeah. Do you have anything to say?
No, I'm just trying to say that I'm really enjoying this, what I'm doing, what people keep telling me about this podcast, even if it's good, even if it's bad, they have their own opinion.
It's fine. Everything is.
Yeah.
Everything has its own positive and negative feedback. If they give you negative feedback, just tell them to.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. All right. Please. Don't curse.
Should I censor myself?
Yeah.
Do you not like cursing?
No, I curse.
You do?
Yeah, I'm just not really comfortable.
Right. I mean, we're going to get there.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to have a fully explicit content. Like, explicit content, parental advice. This is in 25 plus podcast. But yeah, all right, we're just going over the top.
How is that 25 plus when I'm 17?
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Thank you very much, people. Thank you for, thanks to Ali Alizadeh, the sound engineer who makes it possible every week, always with his help and helping us record a podcast. Without him, this would not be possible. Their website is called Accompaniment Studio. ACCVS in short, and you can follow them on their Telegram, Accompaniment Studio. They have a Telegram channel where they post lots of content. There's basically everything. This is the English aspect of their work, but there's much, much more. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you.
And we'll catch you in the next one. Thank you very much.
Thank you for that.